The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life. Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
Settles in your soul.
It does. Good morning, everybody. This is Terry Raposa and my partner, Wynn Carpenter. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. How about you, brother?
I'm good. And Liam, our producer, how are you, pal?
I'm doing great.
And good. Happy Father's Day to all those fathers out there, yourself included.
Liam's an old veteran now.
Yeah,
sure.
Now we can give you more crap, right?
Making my rounds, you can give me as much crap as you want.
Anyway, we're here broadcasting live on KCNR 96.5 FM, where the music does sound better, 1460 AM, your talk radio. We're in downtown Reading. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. That's KCNR1460.com, and we are archived forever and ever. You can go back and listen to this program, what, Liam, about 10 minutes after we're done, or even?
Yeah, about 10 minutes. It takes a little while for it to update, but, yeah, 10
about
minutes.
10 minutes, yeah. So anyway,
and you can go back for like 9 years on this show.
Oh boy, you sure can. The other thing we're gonna talk about the reason for state split today. We're gonna talk about California. We're gonna talk about some reality.
There's only one reason for a state split.
There's many reasons.
Many.
And as we get into the elections, you know, I've heard a lot of people say, "Well, people are waking up. They're really waking up. Are they waking up?" I mean, let's really look. Are they waking up? Well, they're cheating. The other side, okay, well, they're cheating. Well, I'm sure they're cheating. But are we waking up? Because what we have for the U.S. Senate race, for the California senator that will go to Congress, go to the United States Senate, we have 4 counties out of 58 that voted red.
Really?
4 counties out of 58 that voted for the Republican leader.
Are there any in the North State, in the territory of Jefferson?
Well, we'll get to that part.
Okay.
Because there's more. We had 11 in the lead, and this information is as of 6:19 this morning, June the 19th. We had 11 in the lead, or 1, actually for the governor race, 3 where Daley did come out being the front runner. 3 counties out of 58. Oh, I guess people are really waking up. Now, people can say, well, we really don't, you know, we don't care for Daley. We think he's middle of the road, blah, 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 blah. You know, there's a lot of other people running. There's this excuse, there's that excuse. There was Tramino. There was Jenny Ray LaRue. There's et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, the real deal is 3 counties, 3, the Republican held the lead. That means that 55, Newsom held the lead. He's creaming everybody. It's even worse with Padilla, who's running for the United States Senate. Lieutenant Governor, creaming everybody. Attorney General, Bonta, who everybody seems to dislike, creaming, just creaming everybody. Secretary of State, Democrat, creaming everybody. The Democrats basically took the state. You know, there's 12 counties where the Republicans held some leads, and I'm going to read them off real quick. Siskiyou, Modoc, Shasta, Lassen, Tehama, Plumas, Glenn, Sierra, Colusa, Sutter, El Dorado, and Amador. Well, we're down to Sutter. We would be contiguous as part of a state. Some of the counties that are a little disappointing that have gone to blue are Butte, Yuba, Nevada, Placer, Lake, Mendocino, no surprise there. Trinity, no surprise there. Calaveras, Tuolumne, and Stanislaus and Mariposa. Now, to give you an idea, people say, well, you know, this thing with California, we really have an issue here with the Republican Party. Well, no feces. I have to use the word feces because we're not on the podcast. I wish we were sometimes. Sometimes the colorful metaphor is much more effective, but y'all get the meaning. So we have now a state that cannot be fixed. It cannot be fixed. Several states in this state, to create several states in this state, is the only answer. If somebody has a better answer than that and can talk about it and prove it, 605-4567, 530-605-4567, I heard yesterday talking to several of the candidates. And they were Republican. And, of course, they lost because they all pretty much lost.
Mm-hmm.
In talking to them, number one, they're disgruntled with the monoparty that we call the Republican Party and the Democrat parties in the state of California. It's a monoparty. Here in Shasta County, our very own RCC, Republican Central Committee, was thinking about endorsing Kathy Darling Allen, who's a Democrat, until some people brought it to light that she's a Democrat. How can you be the RCC and think, oh, we didn't know that. Seriously? How far down the road has this gone? California cannot be fixed, and the Republican Party in California is dead. I said this about 7 years ago, and I caught holy hell for it. But you know what? The California Republican Party is dead. Many pundits that you guys listen to and we listen to on TV, all of us, or we hear speaking at an engagement where they get paid an enormous amount of money to come and give us information so we can go home and pull our eyelashes out with no solution. With no solution. Let's talk about state split. Oh, we can't really talk about that. We should save California, but guess what? We're finding out now. They're all saying California's broken. We're just going to forget about it. The Tea Party Patriots forgot about it years ago. In 2010, Nevada County was the bastion of conservatism. That's where the Tea Party was really taken off. They had the biggest Tea Party in the United States. They were taken off like crazy. And today, Nevada's blue.
In Nevada County.
Nevada County, Grass Valley.
Holy smokes.
That's where Meckler and all those folks started. And so you have a situation where, is it getting better? Are people waking up? Are they waking up? No, I don't think they're waking up. It doesn't look like they're waking up. Maybe 605-4567, 530-605-4567. Are they waking up? Show me some proof. Shasta County, we have an election that just happened. We have a bunch of incumbents that are rhinos at best. One of them is on the hook, Aaron Reznor, for what is arguably an illegal land deal. And I don't even know if that's an argument anymore. But oh no, she's in. Well, you know, they had a pretty smart deal. They've got these young kids standing on corners waving Aaron Reznor signs. Clean cut, nice young kids doing that. I wonder if they got paid. Anybody hear if they got paid?
$50 an hour.
Did they?
Mm-hmm.
Are you sure?
That's what the story is.
Wow.
Because the ad was taken out on Craigslist and other social media.
Oh, my gosh.
To have them do it, yeah.
Wow. Why would somebody want to spend? Why would somebody who owns businesses, why would they want to spend that? And then I know that when she was, there's a local talk show host who wanted Aaron, who they don't endorse anybody, though, right? But wanted Aaron to talk about her legacy. Oh, she's a great mother. She's a great business person. Blah, 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 blah. Let's talk about the legacy. So, you know, then we have this nonpartisan business here in California, a nonpartisan candidate. Well, let's talk about Kathy Darling Allen, shall we? She's a Democrat. There is no such thing as a nonpartisan candidate.
That's true.
There is none. There's no such thing. The reason is if you're registered a Democrat, Republican, independent, declined to state, what, libertarian, you name it, when you're registered as that, that's where your belief system is. Kathy Darling Allen believes in the Dominion voting machine. That's a Democratic Party held position. She does not believe in voter ID. That is a Democratic Party position. She believes in mail-out ballots, wants mail-out ballots, wants them more than anything. That is a Democrat Party position. She wants to have those drop boxes so badly. That is a Democratic Party position. Yet, it's a nonpartisan office.
No,
somebody
not.
Help. It's not that. You know, if you want to wake up, you know, the feces hit the fan. The feces have hit the fan. And there is no effing way, I know I can say that, there is no effing way that we're going to turn around California. It is broken. It can't be fixed. There's nothing you can do. You can't change anything here. And most of the people you guys listen to on Fox News, and a couple of them that I've got wind of, which I can't talk about this week, but probably you'll talk about next week, people that you go to see and pay money to see, and it's not Dinesh D'Souza. Love Dinesh D'Souza. Love him. You know why? Here's the problem. Here's the solution. We need to go fix it. That's what I love about him. Might be the only one. Nick, what say you?
Well, I wanted to get back to Erin Reisner. This is kind of a unique situation with her. We've got the opportunity to get rid of her if we can get Kevin Cry elected, because how is she going to run for the city council and the supervisor at the same time? Her term's up at the end of this year.
Yeah, well, you know, the thing is that there's a lot of people out there that aren't woken up. They're swallowing this. They're swallowing this whole thing, Nick.
I can see us getting Kevin Cry in there, and we've got to think that dingy chick, I forget her name, that encouraged people to vote for Kim Vollmers, because probably those votes would have got Erin over the 50% threshold. So thank you, dingy chick. And, you know, it's just really because Erin's in a bind here. She has to win or she's out of local government.
Well, I'm sure that most people agree with everything you're saying. I mean, the point is that it continually happens, and people are waking up. You know, when you have four counties that are red, four out of 58, we had more than that 5 years ago, but people are waking up. People aren't coming out there and doing anything. And here's the biggest problem, Nick. This is what I believe the biggest problem is. The churches. I believe that the churches are the biggest problem. Chris Ann Hall, when they were shutting down the churches during COVID, and the churches were closing down, and they were compliant with a government that has us paying taxes on all sorts of things that are not just immoral, but illegal. They have all this stuff going on, and with that, she called these pastors lily-livered pastors. Okay, for those of you in Rio Linda, that is cowards. And that's what I see. And I think the thing is that I don't go to a church anymore. I'm afraid I might stand up and say, you know what? What would Jesus do? What would Jesus do if we were giving money to a government and paying taxes to a government that's killing unborn babies? What would Jesus do if we had transvestites going into schools dancing? What would we do if little kids in kindergarten were taught about sex education? What would we do if our kids were being taught that they can be any gender they want any particular day?
I suspect we're going to find out pretty quick what Jesus is going to do about it.
Good
Have
point.
A great day.
You too. Thanks, Nick.
Thank you, Nick.
But that's the problem. You know, somebody needs to stand up in a church they go to and say, wait, stop, pastor. Why are we paying taxes to a government that's doing those things that I just mentioned? Why are we doing that? Why is it that we're doing that? Well, look at Romans 13. Romans 13 tells us not to be lawless. If we're lawless because we follow lawlessness and we follow corruption and we follow evil, then it's evil. I had a talk with Matt here just before he left on our previous program. And, you know, the question there is that, okay, was everybody in Germany a scumbag when they could smell those bodies being burned? Or maybe they were just good Christians waiting for God to give them an answer if the smell wasn't enough.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as we see all these different things happening, the churches, somebody should stand up in every church every Sunday. If you're a church right now, stand up. What are we doing here? Everybody in that church body should be at a school board meeting, should be fighting. Everybody should be out there fighting. We have people that in the media that are teaching us and teaching all of us a lie. That lie is they're making a correlation that the states and the federal government, have a compact. They're equal. That's not the case. The case is the Constitution was written by the several states, and the states were independent countries. As Jefferson said, the state of Virginia is likened to the state of France, England, and Great Britain, which means country, nation. Those 13 nations got together, and they formed a compact, which is a contract between legitimate governments. And that compact was formed to create the federal government. And the federal government only could do the things that the states allowed them to do in the Constitution. People say, well, the federal government's got too much power. They're doing this, doing that. That's because we let them. That's because we let them. Because you all are enamored. Everybody's enamored with what's going on in Washington, D.C. There's a talk show I listened to yesterday. And he's talking about Biden and this and that. These guys go so far as to talk about Obama. Who gives a feces? Come on, man. Are you serious? We have all this stuff going on locally. So here's how we take back the state. We take it back by breaking it up because we don't have apportionment. And for those of you in Alpine County, apportionment means representation. It means we have a representation ratio to where the people we elect to office can really be accountable to the people who elect them. So when we look at this, we have to start understanding how the only way we can do it is break up the state. It's the only choice we have. There is no other choice. You'll be hearing in the next few weeks different pundits talking about California's gone. Well, what does that mean? The people in California are going to move to another state? Well, does that mean the liberals don't move? Oh, the people on the computers, they don't move. Just the conservatives move to other states. Really?
Nope.
And so we have a situation where these people are moving to other states. Well, guess what? They'd move out of the Bay Area and go to where? Nevada County.
Directly east.
Oh, boy. You can sit at home and you can play on that computer and just do all these great little things you want to do that take away rights and liberty. And then in the churches on Sunday, a lot of the lily-livered pastors never bring up the fact that our government is corrupt. And some do. You know, David Bryant. Pastor David Stark. Richard Walker. That's the only three I know. A lot of churches wouldn't allow us to even have patriot meetings where most of the people came in that were veterans. When we did our meetings for the Tea Party and for the Patriots, Reading Patriots, people like Commander Gibson, a hero from the Cold War, a submarine commander. We had all kinds of people coming in, or good people, good strong people. We led that off with a prayer every meeting. Every meeting was an invocation. Every meeting was a pledge. Every meeting was about liberty. Every meeting was about freedom. And the churches said, we don't want politics in here. We can't have it anymore. We can't have politics in here. Jesus wasn't political. Maybe somebody ought to go back in time and tell the guys he whipped in the temple. Or Paul. Paul wasn't political, except for the fact that he told the Romans, guess what? I'm a Roman citizen. You did the stuff you did to me, you can't do. Because I have rights as a Roman citizen. But we forget all that stuff. Or we twist. Or the churches twist Romans 13. And they twist it to a point of saying, well, we need to obey. I mean, we need to be submissive. We need to be obeying the government. But what if the government's evil? What if the government is evil? People need to wake up. Are they waking up? Well, according to these statistics, it really doesn't look like it. According to these statistics, it really looks like we're getting further down the slop chute. Placer County, what a disappointment. Newsom and Padilla are cruising to a win. They're going to be there. Nothing's going to change there. Nothing's going to change in the Senate. We have people that run for office and people that are good-hearted people that run for office. And we have people running for the Senate of the United States, and they think that all the state issues are things they can do. No, no, no. That's a state senator, not a federal senator. There's no jurisdiction for you. Well, California needs voter ID. Well, they really do, but you can do as much about it as we can. Nobody knows their jurisdiction. Nobody knows their job. Nobody knows what they're supposed to do. Nobody knows the Constitution. Nobody knows the Constitution of the state. And then we're going to have constitutional sheriffs. And our sheriffs? Let's see. What is a constitutional sheriff? Every sheriff should be constitutional. They take an oath in Article 20 in the California Constitution to be constitutional.
To support both constitutions.
Absolutely.
And defend them.
And defend them. And in Article 3, Section 1 of the California Constitution, it specifically says that the state of California recognizes the Constitution of the United States of America as the supreme law of the land and is an inseparable part of that. Now, that doesn't mean that the states don't have the power. Remember, the states delegate the power. The powers are delegated in our Constitution to the federal government, who's a product. But if you listen to the pundits, all you hear about is Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C., Washington, D.C., and we have things like Shasta County happening, where we're supposed to be the most conservative county. Are we? Are people waking up? They're trying to. They're doing the best they can, but the corruption, well, they're cheating. Are they cheating? Or are people just turning their heads the other way? Or maybe a lot of people that live here like it the way it is.
They're apathetic.
Apathetic.
Yeah, I mean, well, you look at what we have here, the primary election versus the general election, the turnout. Look at the turnout. I'm not going to tell you what the percentage is. Look it up for yourself. Do some homework. Figure it out. Absolutely disgusting that we have elections here locally and for the state, and people are not turning out to vote.
So how do we do a state split? The way we do it is we win back the counties. You have to win back your counties. The only place to go at this point is the supervisors. You win back at the supervisor level. The supervisors then understand that they are legal subsidies according to the California Constitution of the state. Their position is one of being the power of the people of the county to make sure that they are adherent to and the people's rights are going to be observed and never violated. The California Constitution says a lot of those things. There's many things in the California Constitution that are good, believe it or not. And when we did the Constitution for the state of Jefferson, and let's talk about that for a second. Constitution for the state of Jefferson. Yeah, we did one. We got advice from Chris Ann Hall, J.C. Hall, Janet Chandler, Mark Baird, you name it. Got that thing put to bed, to a degree. Probably a few things will be changed. But for the most part, it's pretty damn good.
It's very good.
And here's the deal. People may say, well, you have a constitution, but you don't have a state. Well, we have a template, don't we? What have you got? What have you got? What? Oh, I know. Let's be New Idaho.
Oh, wait. So we have to have a state before we have a constitution?
Oh, I get, well.
Is that what they're saying?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, it's just like I'm glad that we had the Declaration of Independence before we broke loose.
Yeah. let's do a little homework and lay the groundwork and get things laid out and have a little bit of a roadmap on what we need to do and how to do it. Why be stupid and not be prepared? Why be ignorant and not understand what's really going on? Why be lazy and not participate? Why be foolish and go down the same flippin' rabbit trail over and over and over again with no change? What are you going to do? What are you going to tell your kids, your grandkids, your nieces and nephews, your neighbors, your friends? What are you going to tell them? Oh, you know, I'm not going to participate. Okay, then guess what? Go away.
They are. They're moving into Nevada County.
Go for it.
You know, here's the deal. How do we fix this thing? Let's talk about solutions. We win back the counties. You don't win back the counties with the same incumbents you've had in there and the same people who've been doing the same crap for the last 20 years. You don't do that.
It doesn't work.
It doesn't work.
Proven over and over again.
I mean,
look at their voting history.
Absolutely.
Look at their voting history at the city council, at the board of supervisors, you name it, school boards. Look what they're doing. That's why we're in this predicament, folks.
And we're not winning because they're cheating, really.
And that could be part of it. And how do we prove it?
It is part of it.
I don't know how we prove it because I'm not in that loop. But your gut tells you something. Your gut tells you that something ain't right.
You know, a lot of people go to church at 10 o'clock. A lot of people go to church at 9 o'clock. Some people go to church at 9:30. Are you going to stand up in your church today? You going to stand up there and say, okay, we support a government that is willing to kill unborn babies, that's willing to have people come in and strippers come in front of our five-year-olds, school curriculums that teach our children that they really don't have a gender. We have a government that is being overreaching. We have sheriffs, constitutional sheriffs like the one we have, that says, I believe in the right of the Second Amendment, but I will not allow an exposed weapon. How does allow and right end and begin in the same sentence? We're going to have to go to our break. With that, time has come.
For 51.
It's the only way. Prove us wrong.
Amen.
Watching the ships roll in, and then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because our Sleep Number 360 smart bed is really smart. It senses your movement and automatically adjusts to help keep you both comfortable. Plus, it's temperature balancing, so you stay cool. It's even smart enough to know exactly how long, how well, and when you slept. And to help you get almost 30 minutes more restful sleep per night. Sleep Number takes care of the science. All you have to do is sleep. Don't miss our weekend special. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
North State Relief, a nonprofit serving Northern California communities, is raising awareness that there are free financial counseling services available to North State residents, provided by certified counselors at Balance Pro. They offer free HUD certified financial counseling for debt, rental, and mortgage assistance, student loans, and financial counseling for veterans and fire victims. Get advice from the pros at balancepro.org or by calling 1-800-777-PLAN. That's 1-800-777-7526.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Was a giant, and I was just a kid. I was always trying to do everything he did. I can still remember every lesson he taught me, growing up, learning how to be like my old man.
Yep. You know, that's something we need to have, isn't it? Some men with some balls. Really need to have that. I think I can say balls. Yeah, I can say balls.
Mm-hmm.
I already did. You know, that's the thing. How about some pastors with some balls? I know this is tough talk. I don't care anymore. How about you guys? Do you care? Because we're going to be hearing from different people soon. All these people that bounce around the country talking about stuff and we buy tickets for. And we talk about the constitutional sheriffs where there isn't any in California. I don't give a feces. There's none in California. Prove me wrong. 530-605-4567. 530-605-4567. Prove me wrong. Call me and tell me about one constitutional sheriff in your county that follows the Constitution. Tell me about your open carry county. Tell me about the fact that the rights we have to the Second Amendment should not be infringed. Tell me about the privilege that you have, that the sheriff gives you at his blessing or not, whether you can carry a weapon concealed. Because you can't carry one open, even though you can get a 26150B2, which is in the penal code in the state of California, where you should be able to open carry, if the sheriff allows it. How can you have a right if you're being allowed to have your right or not? Do we have a right or not? You know, it's like, okay, again, I know I'm picking on the pastors, but you know what? They earned it. If you're a pastor out there, you've earned this. You've earned it. If you're waiting, you know, Jesus uses people. God uses people. We are not submissive to government. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego were thrown into a fiery pit by Nebuchadnezzar because they wouldn't bow down before a golden statue of himself, meaning Nebuchadnezzar. So if that's the case, weren't they violating that precious law of obeying the government like you pastors did during COVID? Are you afraid you're going to get shut down? Cowards. I'm sorry, man. I am just so done with this. And that's where we need to be. Again, how do we fix it? We split the state up. We have a constitutionally protected state. And I'm not talking about parties here. I'm talking about constitutionally protected. I'm talking about understanding the Constitution. Hell, half the people that were running for office last time never read it. On our side.
Yep.
Not only did they not read it, they didn't know it. They didn't even know it. I mean, I can't believe all the people that were running that we talked to, they're good people, that were giving me issues that they had no jurisdiction over. Three words to remember. Jurisdiction, interposition, nullification. Jurisdiction, interposition, nullification. You have jurisdiction over something, you intercede, and you can nullify. If you're a federal senator, you can't do that in the state. It's not your job. Dolores, what say you, my dear?
Hi, good morning. Yeah, I just was calling to say that...
Casey, how can I help you?
No. Other line.
Are you still there, Dolores?
Your own God.
That's okay. He's got it. We allow him. We allow him two boo-boos at a time.
I start over, Dolores, but you kind of got interrupted there. Start over, if you would, please.
Okay. The reason the pastors shut down their church is because they didn't have enough faith in their God. And therefore, they had to shut down because they were afraid. But it's because they don't have enough faith. So for them to show that shows they don't have enough balls to stand up to the evil. So imagine when the Lord returns, if that's what they do without the Lord being in front of them, imagine what they're going to do when the Lord returns. They're going to bow down to evil. You have to build your strength and your faith. That's why I have to say I have balls, even though I'm a woman, but I go against a lot of people. But what I'm saying is we need to get these people to understand they use their damn power to go and stand up and do something different besides just say, oh, I'm afraid. I'm afraid they'll come after you. You know, well, they're going to come after you regardless. So do something. So at least you did something. So I just find it so, I am also upset. I can't stand the way people think. You either you stand with God or you're against God. So that's what it comes down to.
There you go.
Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Well, yeah.
She's right.
Point is that, you know, she's right about everything she just said. The thing is that, you know, who's going to stand up in these churches? Now, you may be saying, oh, it's okay for you to say that, Raposa. You can say it. I don't go to churches anymore because I did stand up a couple of times. And I did talk to them. I went round and round with an elder board in a particular church and used the, because they said, oh, Obama's our president. We need to basically obey him. No, we don't. if he's doing lawlessness, we don't need to obey him. And I use the example of Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego. I could also use Joseph. I could use Daniel for not eating the food that they were trying to force him to eat. But you can use example after example after example after. You can use Moses with Pharaoh. Come on, example after example after example. This is just insanity. It's cowardice and nothing more. Mary, how are you? What say you?
Good morning. Love your passion on this. My take is that the liberals and the communists have put themselves in all the powerful positions in our state and in our country. They control all the voting. It's not fair, it's not free, and it never will be again. When you have dominion in control, then we're never going to win. It's just not going to happen. Sorry for the pessimism, but that's the truth. And how come our county supervisors, the three amigos I call them, how come they didn't, when they had the power, vote to get rid of Dominion? How come the meeting schedules haven't been changed? How come they didn't put all hands on deck with this?
Well, I can answer some of that.
Thank you.
The meetings were changed.
Oh, they were?
They have less. And also, as far as the Dominion machine, the supervisors have power over that, but that was before Patrick Jones was on the board, you know, and before Tim Garmon was on the board.
Right, okay? How come and they can't do that now, though,
well, they, because they've got two on there, and I'm not sure where Les Baugh would go with that, number one. Number two, the contract's been signed. See, they signed that contract, and the contract is a contract. Okay, so they already did it. So they already, well, I guess I can say this, too. They already screwed the pooch. So the deal is that so there's not a lot these guys can do that. Maybe they can go in there and re-bring this back and fight it. But the board of supervisors at this point, I mean, you're still going to have a situation where you've got Comente and you've got Mary, and Les is sort of, well, Les is just has he's counting his days, looking at his legacy. Let's be honest about this.
Great legacy.
But let's bring this back to one more thing. The reason that California now has only 3 or 4 counties, actually 11 counties that are trying really hard and still are hanging on by their fingernails out of 58, isn't the fault of the Dominion voting machine. It's the fault of the people, and I think a large part of it's the fault of the churches. I really do. And
you know,
Let me just land the plane. I'll shut up. And the reason I say that is because a lot of young people and a lot of people go to church, and that's what they hear. And that's where they go. And if you're going somewhere and you're not being taught the truth, you're not being taught what this government is doing to our biblical rights, which are more important, our God-given rights, which are more important, because remember, the Constitution doesn't give us rights. The Constitution is the line in the sand. The rights are given to us by God. Go ahead.
My Christian friends believe that God will take care of it. They stand back and they let God just control their day, their life, the outcome of what's going to happen in their world.
That's not even biblical.
But that's the way
it's not
they
biblical.
Feel.
I mean, look at Matthew. It's not even biblical. See,
conversations with them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's not biblical. They're cowards. And here's why. Here's why. The reason is that Romans 13 calls us not to be lawless. If we're being lawless, it means we're following an evil government, or lawful. But if we're being lawful, we would be following, in that connotation, an evil government that does evil things. And no, that's just not the case, because God uses people. How many people have we named just on this program alone? Do you read the Bible and it says, Joshua didn't do anything. Joshua wasn't commanded to do anything. Jacob didn't do anything. The apostles never went out and preached to anybody. Nobody ever went to another town. Meshach, Shadrach, and Abednego just did exactly what Nebuchadnezzar said, because they were all waiting on God. Really? They didn't stand there? They didn't say, wait, this is what we believe. As men, as people with our own souls and our own wills, we believe this, and we believe that we will follow the laws of our God. We are not going to follow the laws of man. That's being a coward.
I 100% agree. But I do believe that the American way now is people will eventually come to a stand-up moment when they've lost everything, which is coming very soon.
It'll be too late.
It is coming.
It'll be too late.
And our government is pushing that upon us, whether you like it or not. Our financial system is going down, and so is our food, everything.
Everything, yeah, you're right.
Everything is coming, collapsing around.
You're right.
And My friends are like living for, like, it's very impossible to have a conversation almost with anybody anymore, because they don't want to hear it.
You can have one
they
with us, Mary.
They want the positivity, they want the light, they want the joy, they want the, you know, all good things. And they don't see the stock markets crashing, their 401ks, their retirements. They don't, you know, the. Did you guys see that big coal train that just derailed?
Yeah. Interesting.
What's that about? How about those 10,000 cattle?
Yeah.
Because, what's that about?
Well, yeah, how do all these cows die due to heat?
They don't.
They don't. Look in India, one of the hottest places in the world. Their cattle don't die. And look in Texas. Look in California. Their cattle aren't dying.
Yeah. There's something going on here. And it's bigger than everybody knows. It's bigger than what Kathy Darling did. You know, we're watching the election, and she, and on, what was it, on KRCR or Reading.com, one of the two. Like, before it even came out, 0%, and they're already got 65% of the vote.
I agree. And, you know, I know. You're right. Anyway, Mary, I love everything you said. We got to leave it there because we got other callers, but you've been awesome. Please call in anytime. That was absolutely wonderful.
Perfect. Thank you.
Carmichael, what say you?
Hey.
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 Anything? How's it going?
Good. How about
good.
You?
How about
what
you?
You got?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Who's this?
Carmichael.
Hey, Carmichael.
Hey, is it Pastor Terry?
Is this Carmichael?
Pastor Terry.
Yes. This is Pastor Carmichael? Is that who this is?
Yeah, no, this is Pastor Terry.
Pastor Terry. This is Pastor Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Oh, this is Pastor Terry, who used to be here in Reading. Aren't you in Oregon now?
How'd you know? No, it's... Hey, Terry?
Yes, Pastor Terry.
Hey, my name's Carmichael, but it's nice to talk to you, and I heard your stuff. I got a radio that I have to turn off because I'm on a cell phone, so, I've heard your stuff, and I really appreciate you bringing up Jesus a lot, and I gotta say one thing about, before I get into this little thing, it says, there's a scripture that says also the prudent will keep silence in that time. So there's a time and a place to, you know, we're going to get slaughtered anyway, so we might as well not
have another caller. We have another caller, but I want to address that. It also expresses in Revelation that we talk about how the churches, Jesus is upset with the churches. It's blown his mind. He's going, oh my gosh, you guys haven't done anything because you have been silent. Okay, so prudent may be different. Prudent might be just using discernment. That's the way I read it. I don't read it as being prudent, meaning you keep your mouth shut and you're a coward.
I do, too. Okay, Terry, thank you for getting me back on. I'll give in the church, I don't blame you for walking away from churches because they aren't following the truth. The pastors are not preaching the truth.
Nope.
It's been going on for a long time and it's coming to a head. But this is one thing I got to tell you. This is really cool. The church that a lady told me many years ago, when they say that the sky is the ceiling of this church, that's the day I'll go. Because the sky is the ceiling of my church. And that's kind of where we are right now.
Well, I want to give you a quick example of that.
The Lord is our shepherd.
Yes, he is. And let me give you a quick example of that. If you go to Williamsburg, Virginia, is actually the largest living historical site in the world. And people that live there lived the same way they did in 1774. They apprenticed to do something. Of course, inside their homes, they have air conditioning and all that good stuff. But there's a lot of things that are in Williamsburg, Virginia that are replicas and a lot of things that are original. Well, the churches in colonial America were on the outside of the town. They weren't always used for meetings. The pastors and parsons would use the churches for many different things, different functions, different even community functions, different even sometimes political functions. And what they would do is they would go to the center of town when you go to the town square and they'd preach on a stage that usually was raised grass with borders around it. And they'd preach to the people. They would preach to the people out there. They would go to the people like Jesus came to us. So all this BS about we have buildings and all this stuff, is not really what was happening in colonial America. But we've got to leave it there because we've only got a couple of minutes left.
No, I really appreciate you.
All right,
I really
brother.
I really appreciate you, and I'll talk to you some other time.
All right, brother. Have a great day, okay? So yeah, it just gets to a point where, you scratch your head, and hey, if you're going to church this morning, why don't you stand up? If I was still going to a church, I sure as hell would. Because I'm getting really tired. Aren't you getting tired? Aren't you getting sick of this? Aren't you getting sick of this? Aren't you going to wake up? There's no other way to cure California except to split the state. And you can't split it with something like New California because you have no... A lot of the counties are not touching. They're not contiguous. The difficulty of that is you'd have to fly over three counties to fix a pothole in the other. So if El California wants to fix a pothole in San Mateo County, they've got to come in from L.A. to fix a pothole. I mean, come on, let's get real about this. Let's get an understanding of really how things work. Article 4, Section 3. What we need to do is we need to have a seminar. We need to have all of us talking. We need to have a program that's a long program where people just call in with Q&A. That's where the heavy lifting is always done, with Q&A. And Betty, welcome to the program. Betty, are you there?
Yes, I am. And I just wondered, how can we get in touch with people like Mary, who I'm on the same page as her, but I can't.
Where do you go to church? Do you go to church?
No.
Okay.
Well, I am a Christian, but I don't go to church.
Gee whiz, there's a lot of us now, huh?
There's a lot of us, yeah. I don't know how to get a hold of her. I know that we go to Waffle, Country Waffle, a lot. Some of my friends that are on the same page, she might be able to go there and ask about it. That's all I can think of to get a hold of.
Well, okay. What you could do is you could leave your phone number with our producer, and then Mary could call back, and then you guys could exchange phone numbers that way.
Okay.
We won't put your numbers out over the air, but nope. If you want to leave your number with our producer before you hang up, then that would be good. And then maybe, hopefully, Mary, if she's still listening, she could call back into the show and talk to the producer and get your number, and you ladies could connect.
Okay, so let's pass this over to Liam, this phone call over to him. He just gave me the thumbs up, and then you can give your number.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you, Betty. But, you know, that's what needs to be done. You folks need to get together. It's sort of like, you know, Williamsburg, Virginia, getting back to that. I love it there. I love it there. Even went in and had an adult beverage where the founders went. And I forget, it's not terrible. I forget the name of the tavern. That's terrible.
Uh-oh.
I know. It's what happens when you get older.
You knew the name of it when you went in, but you forgot it when you came out?
No, it was actually just a beer. And I know you're saying
a beer.
Had a beer.
How big a beer?
But anyway, it was it's a marvelous experience. If you ever have a chance to go to Williamsburg, it's well worth the experience. Amazing. But to see how they lived in those days, and to see how things really worked in colonial America, and how the churches operated. I mean, the church was on the outskirts of the town. And on the tour, it's the first place you go. They take you out there. They explain to you what was happening in the churches. And they're not like they are now. And then the pastors and parsons, again, would go out and they would preach. They'd go to the people. I mean, you know, aren't you getting tired of these pastors out there with skinny jeans? What are they wearing skinny jeans for?
Well, because...
Because they're trying to be hip.
Because you and I can't wear them.
Yeah, I never could wear skinny jeans. I never would wear skinny jeans.
Ditto.
I mean, you know, I had a good talk with a good friend of ours, and of Wynn and I, and he's an attorney, wonderful young guy, should be a statesman. Hopefully he'll be a statesman someday. We had a good talk with him about these things, and boy, if you think my rant's bad, his is more articulate.
Yes.
He uses he's
real words.
Very skillful.
Yeah, he uses the real words.
Okay, we have Dan on the line. Dan, what say you?
Yes,
okay, Dan. Oh, I don't know if you're on speakerphone or it looks like Dan is written down here, but we can't understand anything you're saying.
Oh.
On this end, can you maybe turn down your speakerphone or get close to your phone or? Try again. Yes? Are you there, Dan? Nope. Lost Dan. Bye, Dan.
Hate it when technology doesn't work for you. It's frustrating.
Was that Dan or Dar?
That was Dan.
It was Dan?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, you know, I think the thing is that we need to start standing up, and that's the only way we're going to do it. And the only way we're going to do that is to create a new state. And yes, we know how to do that, and yes, we can talk about that, and we can talk about the committees of separation and all these different technicalities that you'd have. We could talk about who would be in charge of the prisons, who would get the different equipment. We know that when Kamala Harris was the Attorney General of the state of California back in 2013, 2014, we talked to her about who, if the state was created, or if states were created within the state using Article 4, Section 3 state split. We asked her who would have, like, the Caltrans equipment, who would have that stuff. She said, you would, because you would have jurisdiction over it because of the fact that you did actually spend tax dollars to get this stuff.
And that equipment was bought for that county or that area.
That specific
so
area.
It would stay with that county or that area.
Right.
So that makes sense. That would be the buildings. That would be all the trucks and equipment. You name it. It would all still be intact and stay there locally.
And that's from the Wicked Witch of the North. Okay. I guess the Wicked Witch of the South.
The hyena.
The Wicked Witch of the East now. Dan, are you back? Okay, we've only got a minute or two, Dan. What's up?
Can you hear me?
Yes, much better. Thank you.
Okay, so my comment was is on the Jefferson Constitution. Is there any way that you can and have town hall meetings, basically?
Okay, you're breaking up again. I don't know whether it's your cell phone or where you're at, but we're only getting bits and pieces of that. I think you asked about town halls or... there would be town halls, there would be that stuff, but you know, what are people actually doing? I mean, the thing is anybody even standing up? The first way we get everything back is to go to your board of supervisors, get the crooks out. Get the crooks out. Get the crooks out and bring in people into the board of supervisors that can and will follow their oath of office in Article 20 in the California Constitution, which means they have an oath of office too. The Constitution of the United States, the state of California, and more importantly, their only job and role in government is to protect the rights of their constituents. That's the only role of government, to protect the rights of the constituents. So I'm going to let you go here, Dan. I think that we don't have another call. Okay, we don't have another call because we've only got about 3 minutes left. So, Wynn?
Yes?
You know? Some things that are solutions. Split the state. The beginning of the splitting of the state is to create the supervisor positions. It is the positions. It is the part in your county. All 58 counties in California, if you want to change things, that's where you go, to the Board of Supervisors. You change that to where you have conservative supervisors who will follow their oath of office and understand their only rule of government, which most sheriffs should understand, but apparently ours doesn't because he won't allow a right. To protect the rights of the sovereign. That is the only role of government, and that is why the states created the compact known as the Constitution, and they created the federal government. There is no compact or contract between the federal government and the states. The states delegate the power. You don't delegate a power to an equal position, and you don't delegate a power to someone unless they're subservient, or in this case, a product of.
And don't forget, not just voting them out at election time, you can do recalls. And if you don't like what somebody's doing, you have to wait until after a current election. If you want to do a recall, you have to wait for a minimum of 90 days before you can start the process. There are a lot of rules and regulations to that process. We have gone through it, and I'm sure we're going to go through it again until we get things cleaned up. But we, meaning Shasta County. So there are ways of doing it. So people need to know that it's tough. It's not an easy process. It can be brutal. And government agencies can be militarized against you for doing it. But guess what? You do it anyway. We had some wonderful ladies that were doing that and going through that process. They stood their ground because they had faith in God, and God stood behind them on what they were doing and helped them get through the process. And so they had a lot of support from others here in the county, and we got it done. Once before, and I'm sure it's going to happen again.
We take back the supervisors, and moms and dads, you go to the school board. That's the only two tasks you need at this point. Those two tasks. Exposing corruption, exposing the grievance, exposing the absolute sedition of the state of California and insurrection.
Amen.
Of trying to take away our rights. And the time has come for 51, and it's the only choice. Hey, 605-4567, 530-605-4567, anytime, even if the next program, why don't you call them? Let's see what your argument is. It's the only plan we have. Break the state up.
We had no say. You don't serve us, you serve LA. The time has come for 51. Jefferson, state of mind. You don't know us.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.